Praise the Lord, everybody. What a wonderful presence of the living God is in this place tonight. What a pleasure it is just to come in and feel the presence of the Almighty God who said, "Let there be light." Churches all over this nation come and they go and they don't really never have felt what we feel tonight. Let's lift up our hands one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I glorify your holy name. I thank you, Lord, for this holy presence that we feel in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. You may be seated. As you know, this service is dedicated to our deaf ministry, and we are so very proud of what's going on in our deaf ministry. It's been going on for quite some time, but recently there was a change in leadership, and Michelle and Amy have taken over, and we're so excited about what they're doing. I first met Michelle in 2009, the day that he was baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, his very first service. There is an anointing on Michelle. And one of the things that I noticed right away, he wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty. Every time we asked for volunteers, Michelle was always there. And we might volunteer for something, but he had to find a way to get here. So sometimes he rode his 10-speed bike, took a bus, hitched a ride, whatever he had to do, but he was here for almost all of our services. And I was always amazed, in the middle of winter, Michelle was here. He got here, he found a way, because he had such a love for the house of the Lord. And so many wonderful things have happened in his life. One of them is sitting right down there. Praise God. Praise God. The favor of the Lord is upon Michelle. And throughout the years, he's been participating in deaf ministry out of the state, going to the conferences and so on. And we always were receiving these reports back that Michelle was growing. He was eager to learn. And he hung around all the officials to try to learn more. He was like a sponge. He just couldn't get enough of the information. And it was a struggle for him because he wasn't trained in all this when he was a young man. But I want to have Brother Michelle come now and take over the rest of this service. Praise God.
You can all hear me, right? You don't mind if I just start talking instead of signing, right? Wow, you're a quiet audience today. What's wrong with you guys? Oh, I see how it is. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Let's give him praise. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's worship him right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is such a spirit in this place. I want to give honor where honor is due. I would like to honor our Pastor Roy and Bishop Grant, Pastor Thomas, Brother Seidel, Pastor Phil. Thank you so much. I so appreciate this pastoral staff, and thank you all for being here and allowing me this time. God's anointing is on them. God is good. Amen. Amen. I feel that with all the blessings I've received from the Lord, I just can't help but worship him. When I come into his presence, I have to worship him. Like, can you feel it? Can you feel his spirit here right now? It's so strong in this place. Hallelujah. So I'd like to begin tonight by talking about deaf ministry and what we've been doing and what we do at this church. Deaf ministry is my passion, and recently God has called me to even more of an active role in deaf ministry, and I felt like I just wanted to follow his calling, and I just want to follow wherever God leads. You know, I just want to hold the hand of God, because if I let go of that, I know I'm going to be lost. So that's how I felt. I said, God, if you want me in this ministry, I'm going to follow where you lead, and things have been happening, and it's been amazing. God is so good. God is so good. So the purpose of our deaf ministry at Calvert Gospel Church, we've been doing lots of things. We've been having quite a few Bible studies. We've been doing deaf fellowships. And our goal is to have a twofold approach of teaching the gospel as well as outreach and more social type fellowships, because there are so many deaf people out there that are hungry for God. And we've also been doing ASL classes. Because, again, if we don't have qualified interpreters to preach the message from our hearing speakers, how are the deaf going to understand the word? So we've been trying to have ASL classes, and a lot of you have participated in these classes, and I really thank you for that. And I'd like to honor some of our signers and interpreters. First of all, Rachel Brown. Also, Jennifer, I believe. There, she just stepped out. There she is. And we have Rachel. Could you stand, please, Rachel? You could come to the platform, please. Let's give our interpreters a hand. This is how we do it in the deaf world. And I can't tell you the hard work that these ladies do to interpret for our deaf folks. And really, they have to follow the God's will and plan for them, and they've taken on this challenge to interpret for us. And I've taught them both in our ASL classes, and they're wonderful students. They've become great signers. And on top of that, we also have my Renee. And please come forward. Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead. Really? Renee? Wow. I just love Renee. She is just awesome. Shocked. She's shocked. You can't see your face. Renee, just wow. She's nationally qualified interpreter. She's just all the hard work she's done interpreting one-on-one with me, teaching me Bible studies. Just wow. This is deaf ministry right here. Amen. She's been in charge of the interpreters for so long. I want to thank you for teaching me one-on-one. You know, I know it was hard work with me, but God has really blessed you for it. Thank you.
You may be seated. Oh, praise the Lord. I just feel his presence here. Now we're all quiet again. What's going on? Are we done worshiping the Lord? Or are we ready? We might as well just go home, Pastor. Or, you know, I don't know what's going on. Well, we got to worship the Lord. That's why we're here. You know, and when we go to heaven, we're going to be worshiping him there anyways. We might as well get started here. I believe his anointing is here. I can feel it. Another part of Deaf Conference or Deaf Ministry that I would like to talk about is our National Deaf Conference, which is a part of the UPCI Church. I've gone for several years. It's a week-long conference. There's also events like Deaf Camp, which happens in Michigan, and other events that our deaf really need to go to. So if we could have our ushers come, we're actually going to take a special offering to support deaf ministry. So if the ushers would come, please. And the point of this offering today is we do have a lot of things that we really want our deaf to attend and go to, and we desperately need your support. And, you know, we want God to be here and to let him have his way. And I feel that whatever you feel led to give, God, and I pray, Lord, that you would just use this money to bless deaf ministry. And this is so much a part of who we are, and we're asking you, Lord, to bless this offering in Jesus' name. Just worship the Lord while we take the offering, please. Thank you, Jesus. He is so worthy. Thank you, the musicians, for playing. So tonight I'd like to preach briefly for you, and the title of my message is What Temperature Are You? And Brother Thomas, if you could read Revelation.
Reading from Revelation 3:16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Amen. And now we're going to pray that the Lord's anointing be upon this service. God, I pray, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that your anointing would flow. Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, please, Lord, that your will and your anointing power would flow through your word. God, as we study it, as we explore it, God, I pray that your blessing and anointing would fall on each and every one of us. Open our hearts, O Lord God. We don't want to be cold in you, Jesus. We don't want to be lukewarm. God, we are here and we are ready to receive your word. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, in his name. And everyone say, in Jesus' name, amen. So the title of my message, like I said, was, What Temperature Are You? And this is something that's been on my heart. And as I was reading and studying this verse, it really started to speak to me, you know, where exactly am I on that kind of scale? And I'm going to digress here a little bit. I'm going to get rid of this. Praise the Lord. Now I'm ready. And I am so hungry for more and more deaf people to come to our church and to be saved, because there are so many deaf that aren't saved. There's an estimated population as far as in the entire world, about 200 to 300 million deaf people. About 2% or less go to church. In the entire world, 2% are saved. And that's not even UPC. That's just going to any church. And thinking about that, how many of those that aren't saved, that's 98% of deaf people are unchurched. And that places a huge burden on me and my heart and my ministry. I want to reach the deaf. There needs to be more. We're not even close to being done. I would like to see rows and rows of deaf people in our church. Can you imagine? And just sharing them God's love. So I like to ask you, who here loves food, loves to eat? Let me see a show of hands. Who loves to eat? Now, keep your hands raised. Keep your hands raised. Looks like we got a pretty 100% here. So keep your hands raised. So if you love food, that means that you need to have food every day. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. Turkey. Now, think about this. You can put your hands down. Think about this. Can you imagine your Thanksgiving dinner, and you've got this turkey that came out of the oven, and imagine it being not that great. Can we put that verse back on the screen, please, Revelation 3:16? Because it says at the end of that verse, because you are lukewarm, you're not hot, you're not cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. So imagine here, you've got folks who are hot, they're on fire for God, and you have folks over here who've never been saved, who don't know the word of God. And equating this to food, have you ever had some food that was supposed to be just sizzling, piping hot, and it was not? It was cold, it was lukewarm, compared to over here. I mean, you got that turkey, and it's sizzling, and it's crackling, and it's just delicious, and it's amazing. Well, that's how we're supposed to be when we come to church, when we're expecting the word of God to happen. We can get as full as we want on God. We don't have to worry about our waistlines when we come to church. We can have as much of him as we want. Praise the Lord. And something God absolutely can't stand, he hates it, is for us to be right here in the middle. So we have our hot, we have our cold, but there's this middle lukewarm zone, and he's not having it. He wants us over here, and if you're not going to be hot, you might as well be super cold. You got a choice. And that's what the word says. That's what his word says. God is not interested in lukewarm Christians. He's telling us, you either get on the bandwagon and be sold out for God, have that big old Thanksgiving dinner, or you might as well be a full-time sinner. But don't be hanging out in the middle. And most people say, oh, you know, I want to go to church. I believe. And they're right over here. They're ready to go. They're at church. They're going. They're faithful. They're feeling God's spirit every single week. And they're expecting things from God. And now you got the folks over here. I am not going to church. I'm sick. I'm not going. I don't believe in it. I don't want to listen to that preacher. I am not going to church. And there's this kind of attitude going on over here. Now, I want to be, I don't know what you guys want to do, but I want to be in this category. I want to come to church and go, Pastor, what are you going to preach for me today? What is that word going to come forth? I am so ready. God, whatever you have for me, I am hungry. I am hungry. I love your word. I want that food. Fill me up. Fill me up. There's nothing. There's no limit. I want it all. I do not want to be over here where I don't want to have nothing about it. That's not where I want to be. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for his word. There's so many false doctrines out there. There's so many false teachings without any truth. Never. I want to be on this side. I want to be on the hot side. I want to have God's word spoken over me. I want to see miracles, signs, and wonders, and prophecies. I want God to come speak directly to my heart, and I want him to speak through his word and tell me what he wants me to do with my life. That's where I want to be. And that's what the Bible says. That's his word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be here. God, I want to be hot for you, Lord. That is exactly where I want to be. I don't ever want to get cold in him. I won't do it. I can't do it. And I want God to give me even a greater hunger. The time has passed for us to be scratching the surface on what God has for us. He's coming soon. I don't know if you believe it, but I believe it. He's coming soon. And he's calling me to the hot side. He's calling me over there to be on fire for him. And I can either respond to that call through worship, through surrender. And that's what I want to do. God is telling us as a church, we need to get closer to him. We need to stop being on the sidelines. We need to, it doesn't matter if you're hearing, if you're deaf, you need to get in line with God and hear what he has to have for you and what he's trying to tell you. We need as a church to get there. We need to reach those sinners who don't know what's going on and they're hearing this, that, and the other from all these different churches and doctrines and religions, and they don't understand what the Bible's all about, and they're just in the world, and they're doing what they're doing. Maybe it's drugs, maybe it's alcohol, just having a good time. But they don't know that that's not life. There's no life without God. I remember back in the day when my life was a mess, and I decided that I was going to make a change. And God completely changed my life. And I remember coming to this church and God changed me. And for those of you that haven't made a decision today, God's calling you to make a decision tonight. God wants you to serve him, and it's your choice. But don't do none of this on-the-fence stuff. I'm not sure. One day I'm hot, one day I'm cold, I'm not sure. No, you need to make a choice. Which side are you going to be on? It's that simple. So a little bit about me, about where I've come from. All I can do is give thanks to God for everything he's done. He has truly changed my life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's just take a moment and worship the Lord. For those of you that don't know me, I was in the world before my family was Catholic, and I had gone to a couple of those churches, but I didn't really understand what was going on. I had no one there to teach me the Bible. I had no idea what was in that word. I was born in the Dominican Republic, and it's not like it is here. I didn't have language. I didn't have a sign language that I was taught back then. And my parents moved us to the United States, but I wasn't a citizen. I didn't have a visa or anything like that. Literally had no language. I was about 14 years old, and I just basically would follow my parents around. I had no idea, you know, what we were doing in America. I didn't understand any of the implications of that. I didn't have any language. But they said, well, we're going to stay here. So I started going to school, and I went to La Follette High School, and they had to teach me sign language and English. And it was a completely different way of communicating for me. In the growing up, I had done a lot of more oral training, so I was slightly trained in oral, and I could speak a little bit of Spanish, but when I was younger, I got sick, and that's why I became deaf. So I was really resistant to learning sign language. But when I came to America, that's what I had to learn. And it was a real huge struggle for me. I would try to fit in with the hearing folks and pretend to talk and be like, you know, everything's good, even though I couldn't understand a thing. But no one could understand me either, apparently. So because I was in America trying to speak Spanish, but I didn't even realize that there was a language called English, and I'm trying to speak my Spanish-ish. So it was a huge learning experience for me. Who knew? So I really didn't understand the difference back then. So at school, I had a crash course in American Sign Language. So I picked that up. And I started to learn more and more going through my high school years. That was about 5 years. It took me to learn American Sign Language, and then some English. I also went to the Wisconsin School for the Deaf, and I was picking things up here and there. And I finally realized that there was a difference between American Sign Language, Spanish Sign Language, spoken English, spoken Spanish, and it was basically a crash course. And I truly believe that God was putting people in my life and teaching me language to get me to this point. Because like Brother Pastor Roy was saying, we have African International, there's Spanish ministry, there's so many daughter works that we're trying to reach every kindred language and tongue, and deaf ministry is part of that. American Sign Language is part of that. And God gave me language, I truly believe, to serve deaf people and to serve deaf ministry. And I really appreciate Pastor Roy's heart and Sisters Loving Sisters and all these ministries that we have to reach everyone possible. So let's just praise God. So as I went through high school, and I realized we would actually be staying in America, and the second time I came to church, I sat right over here. And I was kind of, in like a little gangster phase. So I was sitting here and I was in the world. I was a sinner. Let's just be straight about that. So I was here. I was in the cold zone. I was not having it. People were worshiping. I was very much had an attitude, you know, definitely like I had my dreads, you know, and everything. And Renee was interpreting. And I had met Renee one time previously when I was in high school. So I'd known her. And I had met her at MATC as well. And I'm sitting there like, this is not for me. And it was interesting how it all happened because I came to Calvary when I was about 14 years old. And then a deaf woman later when I was about 19 actually witnessed to me and had me come to the church. And there was such an amazing move of God. And the interpreter was preaching. The preaching was fantastic. It was Brother Seidel was preaching. And Anna was interpreting, and all of a sudden, I started to feel something, and I was like, what is this? And I could not stop watching the interpreter, and I was on the pew over there, and I was getting closer and closer to the aisle. I just kept scooting, and Brother Seidel was doing one of these numbers, you know, and I'm sitting there just going, he is talking right to me, and I was feeling convicted, and I knew that I was wrong, and I was a sinner, and I kept getting closer, and I was moving toward the hot zone. I started to cry, and I was like, what is going on? And finally, the altar call happened, and I ran right to this spot, and I let loose, and I got the Holy Ghost. I believe God, through his anointing and power, through his word, is just pouring it out on whosoever will. He's here right now saying, come, come. I'm here for you. I'm ready. Does anyone want this? Does anyone want the word? He's giving it out like free candy here. It's here for all of you. All you have to do is receive it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And at that moment, when I received the Holy Ghost, my life has never been the same. He has blessed me so much. Throughout my journey as a Christian, I wanted more and more and more, and I wanted to learn more and more. And he started teaching me things. And as I would study his word, he would teach me all these different revelations about what the truth means. And it was almost like I would sign and I wouldn't even know how I would be learning this stuff. Like, this is the sign for Jesus. It references the nail prints in his hands. And I open the Bible and start reading the gospel and reading all about this man, Jesus. And I thank God so much for what he's done in my life. And I did have lots of one-on-one Bible studies with Renee, and we were able to go so much deeper into his word. So as I started my Christian walk, I was living for God. I had repented. I had been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. And ever since then, God has blessed me. I'm engaged now. Next year, I'm going to get married. When I moved here from the Dominican Republic, we didn't go through regular immigration channels. So after I was saved, I was starting to feel like, you know, I know God wants to bless me, but how is this going to even happen? I'm not a citizen. Literally every day, and I wouldn't miss church. you know, many of you know me. If the doors were open, I would hear. I would bike in the snow, whatever I could do to get here. And anyone who has picked me up, I want to thank you, Dan and Julie in particular. I just love and appreciate them so very much. They're my second father and mother. I love you both. I just love that, Dan Powell. I really do. So as I was going along in my Christian walk and learning about his word, and, you know, I was being faithful, I was praying, I was doing everything I knew how to do. And then all of a sudden, the blessings of God start raining down. I received a deferred action, new legislation passed where I could get my driver's license, a work permit. And you know what? I got to show you. I had so many years without a driver's license. Look what God did. Look what God did. And I can't claim any of that. This was all God's blessing. I had done so much on my own. I had tried to work through the immigration system, which is a nightmare. And especially when I was without church and I only knew what the world had to offer, it was just messed up. It was sin. There was just darkness. There was nothing there for me. But when I found out that I knew that God was going to provide all of my needs, and that meant including getting my license, getting my work permit. And when I committed to God, when I came sold out for him, all of a sudden all this stuff started happening. And I'm like, I don't know how much more proof you need that God is real and he can do the same thing in whatever you're facing in your life. He can do the same thing. He did it for me. He can do it for you. Pastor Thomas, could we have Mark chapter 1, verse 4?
Mark chapter 1, verse 4. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
Thank you. So that's where I was in my life, and God called me to repentance, and that is what started the change in my life. He said, Michelle, if you will just submit to me and repent, I have all these blessings and a better life waiting for you. When I was not saved and I was listening to Pastor Seidel preach that message about baptism and repentance and the remission of my sins, that was the gateway to be moving to being 100% sold out for God. That's what led me to church. And that's not something you can skip. You can't just jump over to being hot, sold out for God without that repentant step. Do you want a better job? Who wants a job? Who wants to keep their job? Who needs a job? Anybody? If you need a job, the same God that found me a job will find you a job. But it's over here. You have to be sold out for God. God is here and his blessings are over here. There was one situation in my past. I had about a couple nights in jail, and I wanted to go home. It was before I was saved. You know, who are CIP here? You're CIP? I've been where you at. I was in jail. I had a fight, and they put me in jail, and I didn't want to be there anymore. I was arrested, and I didn't want to be there anymore. And I'm sitting there behind bars, and I waved the deputy over. I said, hey. And the deputy came over and kind of looked at me and asked what was wrong. And I said, I want to go home. I'm sick of being here. I don't want to be here anymore. And the deputy said, okay, hold on 1 second. And they made a call and they spoke with the higher ups at the jail or whoever needs be, because it was a pretty minor offense. And they said, okay, you're free to go. You get to go home. And I said, excellent. So a day later, I went home. Now imagine home being sold out for God. This is the sign for home. And where is our home? It's heaven. Heaven is our home. Amen? So you folks in CIP, I'm sure you don't want to be where you're at, right? You want to go home? Well, let's talk about getting you to heaven. How about that? God is here saying, oh, you dear soul, if you will just come to me, you can be saved. He looks at us like we're his children. Jesus is our Father, and he's beckoning us. He's like, please just make that step to come home. Like little children running home to daddy. That's exactly what he's saying to you tonight. He said, I don't want you to be in bondage physically or spiritually. It's time to come home, and it's time to come home tonight. When you step into his presence and when you realize what it feels like to be in his arms and to be home with him, it's just indescribable. Jesus wants to give you that salvation power right now, tonight. Jesus wants his church to be saved. It doesn't matter where you are tonight. He has chosen you here for this moment. Any walks of life, wherever you're at, he's here. I don't want to ever be back to where I was when I was in the world, when I was covered in sin. I was depressed. I had so many cares on me, and I knew I wanted to change. But part of me didn't want to come to church. Part of me just wanted to stay the way I was. And sometimes the Bible is right there, but we don't take advantage of it. And this gospel needs to be preached to the whole world. Hearing, deaf, it doesn't matter. That gospel needs to get preached. This church is like a family. We're brothers and sisters all joined together. No matter what our ability status, no matter what race we are, we all have that Christ love in us. And we have such an awesome pastoral staff, and they love you. They love this church, and all they want is for us to be sold out for God. Because when we start to feel that love for each other, pretty soon we're loving the whole world. We're loving our communities. And we're loving those folks that are not saved yet. And some people are hiding it. They're like, oh, I don't love nobody. You know, and sometimes you come to church and you start feeling all this love and you're like, I don't know what's going on here. But it's like you can't escape it. But you know what? God is kind of slapping us over the head and saying, you need to love that love that I've given you. You need to love everyone. And when you get closer to him and you feel that love just flowing from him out to others through worship, through prayer, when that starts to flow, when you start to love God with all of your heart, he starts flowing that through you. And pretty soon you're shining it. You can't hide it under a bushel anymore. You're just loving everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love you. I love this church. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know, if you're curious, deaf people can speak in tongues. If I had a microphone, I could speak in tongues and you could listen to me right now. Deaf people can speak in tongues. Did anyone not know that? Where's the microphone? I'm going to pray. I'm going to show y'all. who's hearing and can talk? Raise your hand. That's pretty much everybody. So, Roy, just say something.
Something. Bless the Lord.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. Thank you, Jesus. What do you say?
God wants more of that.
He's cheesy.
We need to thank him more. We don't need to be quiet on God. Anybody? That's the same over here. When we're sold out. Okay, don't go quiet on me now. When we're sold out for Jesus and when he comes into our lives. Can I have the musicians please come? We're going to close. Praise the Lord. Please worship him. Jesus. If you're struggling and you don't know what to do, he's calling you to repentance tonight. Can we put up the verse, Acts 2:38? If any of you are unsure with what to do, this is what you do. Pastor, can you read that verse, please?
Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't ever want to go back to where I was. I don't ever want to be the same. I want to stay on fire and sold out for God. And if you don't know how to get there, you need to repent of your sins. And you need to do that at this altar. And you need to tell God, I want all of you. I can't live without you. I want a new life with you, Jesus. You need to ask him to forgive you for your sins. And he will do it. He will do it tonight. And he will give you his spirit. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, please come and stand on your right. My left, you may stand. And we're going to pray for you. If you need a healing in your body, come stand on your left. We have people that will come and pray for you. And if there's anything that you're dealing with in your life, financial problems, marriage problems, anything you want prayer for, anything you're struggling in your life, God can take care of it. Come stand in the center. And if you want to be baptized in Jesus' name, or if you need a renewal of His Spirit, or you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, come, please come. We will pray with you. Thank you.